Joining us here on the postgame show is freshman Sam Menenga, who had quite a ball game as well here this afternoon. Finished with 11 points on 5 of 11 shooting, included a three-pointer, 8 rebounds, and a pivotal burst of offense there in the second half. Sam, first of all, congratulations. Give us your overall thoughts on what transpired here today in this 9-point win.
Thank you. I think we came out slow. I think a lot of us like weren't feeling it. It was an early game, but this team is hungry. And so in the second, we fought back after the surge. Trey had a couple buckets to start off with, and then second half we surged up and we just fought against them. We were not giving up, and that we outfought them, and that's why we won.
And how tough is that assignment on Trey Mitchell? I know it's a collective effort between you, Luca, and Nelson, whoever was in there. How tough is it to defend him?
I mean, of course it's tough. He's a great player, but I think especially the bigs on this team, we all are hungry for that. We want that challenge. So it's tough, but we're excited to take that challenge and take it on.
Well, I know, Sam, your post players, you, Luca, Bates, Nelson, and then Christensen as well. But today it seemed like Bates and Nelson came off the bench and just gave you guys a lift. And Nelson kind of sustained it the whole game just in a lot of different ways. What did you see from those guys?
They were great. I mean, without them, we wouldn't have been in the position with the dub. Like, they brought the energy. They had the fight, you know, not let Trey get it in. Like, they were amazing. I can't say enough on that.
And what about early in the second half? The game seemed to come to you. Was there something you guys picked up on where it was like, okay, we're going to go to Sam the first couple trips because you ended up with 6 straight points?
Yeah, Coach ran Wildcat, a play to get me in isolation, and I scored off that, and that kind of just got me rolling from there.
Sam, this being your freshman year, and I know you were in early with this team last year before all this craziness happened all around us, what has that adjustment been like for you in your first season? Because we've now played quite a few games.
I think the biggest thing is the ups and downs. Just taking it play by play, game by game, is the most important thing. You can't look too far ahead. You can't look back for too long. You know, just stay in the moment and go play by play.
And now you got to get ready for classes to start back as well. Does that change the mindset at all for you guys, or is it all just part of this experience that you've got to work through and do at a high level just like you do on the basketball court?
Yeah, I think it's part of it. We know what we're getting ourselves into. We know what we've got to do. I think we're all excited to start classes. I think we're excited for the season. So, yeah, it's great.
And, Sam, what different guys on the team carry the team at different times, and in the second half, you know, Kellen Grady showed why he's one of the A-10's best players. What's it like for you to come in as a freshman? Like Jared said, you've been here a little while longer than normal as a freshman, you know, sitting out the second half last year. But what do you see in Kellen Grady, especially when he's rolling like he was in the second half?
He's hungry. Like all of us, he wants to win. And he leads the charge with that, and everyone follows. We just want to win. He wants to win. And he's a great leader doing that.
And finally for you, Sam, Coach talked about it. You guys are fully aware of how close you were for a large segment of this year and just getting over the hump. How comfortable do you feel now? This is 4 in a row for the Wildcats. Do you feel like you guys have clicked it into an extra gear?
Yes, I think so. I think we're excited. I wouldn't say we're comfortable because we want to keep winning. We don't want to let off the gas. So I think we're excited, we're motivated, and we're ready to go.
Sam, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you calling in. Congratulations on the 9-point victory this afternoon.
Thank you.